Georgia's Second Largest School District Bans Critical Race Theory Lessons. By Kyla Olson on June 11, 2021. The Cobb County, Georgia, School Board banned Critical Race Theory, CRT, lessons Thursday from classrooms. The district, which has about 110,000 students and is the state's second largest, blocked lessons on systemic racism after board chairman Randy Scammyhorn said he brought up the topic because educators allegedly said on social media they were using part of the theory in their classroom discussions, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. It's revisionist history and history should be thorough, Scammyhorn said, adding CRT is a Marxist concept that pits one group of people against another. According to the paper, the board's four Republicans all voted in favor of the ban while the three Democrats abstained from voting on the resolution. CRT asserts racism is more than individual bias, but something that is embedded in every facet of life, such as legal and economic systems. This is not new where they change history, where they change the narrative, Atlanta NAACP President Richard Rose told the board, WSB-TV reported. Every system we have needs to be re-examined and modified to take any consideration that it has been racist and people have been oppressed and victimized by these systems, he said. They need to get this from their parents or their churches. I don't think that's something schools should be teaching our children, Sandy Whitehead told board members Thursday. We are now very dangerously getting ready to put something in place that will limit the responsiveness our teachers to meet the needs of all children here in Cobb County. Board member Leroy Trey Hutchins said before abstaining from the vote. Earlier this month, the Georgia State School Board passed a resolution of its own opposing critical race theory. No action is required by school districts in response to the resolution, Board Chairman Scott Sweeney said, according to Fox 5. Currently, no resolution-related proposed rule is up for consideration. Lisa Morgan, president of the Georgia Association of Educators, the state teachers' union, questioned the need for the resolution. It's at this point, trying to solve a problem that isn't a problem, Morgan claimed. The teachers' union president said critics oppose it because of a misunderstanding of what it actually is. Someone heard something and they think it might eventually happen, so they're going to have a big furor over it now, Morgan said. Kyla Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyla Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Parler.